Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
The Athletic.
Hi folks, welcome to another episode of the Athletic FPL podcast. I'm Mark McGettigan. You'll find me on Twitter at FPL General. Recording this episode on Sunday night after what has been one of the most eventful FPL game weeks of all time. There was absolute chaos on Saturday afternoon before the deadline as news filtered through that Phil Foden and Erling Haaland were on the Manchester City bench. The mad rush of late transfers and captaincy switches caused the FPL website to crash, leaving lots of managers unable to make changes. I was sitting in a Glasgow car park desperately trying to make a transfer and switch the captaincy. In the last couple of minutes of panic, I downloaded the FPL app as I seen people were seemed to be able to get their transfers through on the app rather than the website itself. As the deadline passed, I had no idea if the Foden to Trossard transfer had gone through or if the captaincy switch had saved. When the game went live again about 45 minutes later, Foden was gone, Trossard was in, but the captaincy was not on Salah, which I had tried to do, so my captaincy stayed on Haaland for the game week. Let's hope game week 16 is less stressful, although Manchester City are the early kickoff again, so it's going to be interesting to see how the servers hold up this time. I'm not taking any chances this week. I'm planning to pull the trigger on my transfer on Friday night and have a relaxing Saturday morning. In this episode, I'll do a quick game week review, welcome a new member to the 59th Minute Club, update the watch list ahead of the final game week before the World Cup break, answer 10 questions from Twitter, and take a look at captaincy and potential transfers for Game Week 16. There will be another podcast on Friday after the pressers, so make sure you hit subscribe for that one. And if you'd like to become an Athletic subscriber, visit theathletic.com/FPLpod to avail of the latest discount offer for new subscribers. Quick review of Game Week 15, ended up on 60 points, which was pretty decent given everything that happened. That was enough for a green arrow in the end. Not a huge one, but a green arrow is a green arrow. I was looking at actually heading outside the top 1 million before the Tottenham-Liverpool game on Sunday. So thank you very much, Mohamed Salah, for those 15 points. Would have been sweeter with the captaincy, but I'm not going to complain too much. Just very happy to survive the game week because it could have been an absolute disaster given what went on Saturday afternoon. So the points came from Salah with 15, Trippier with 12. What an FPL asset Trippier has been this season. And he is the king at dodging those late goals that Newcastle conceded as well. He was substituted again to preserve the clean sheet before Southampton scored. Captain Haaland got 10. I got Andreas off the bench for Mitrovic. That was a nice six-pointer with a penalty. Trossard, the transfer in, got 5. And Bukayo Saka also got a 5-pointer. There were blanks for Pope and Botman. That was painful. 89th minute double clean sheet wipeout. I'm well used to those Newcastle clean sheet wipeouts now at this stage. Looking forward to the unlimited transfer so I can move away from triple Newcastle defence. I'd say Trippier will be the only one who survives. Cancelo with the red cards, couldn't believe that when I checked the live scores app halfway through the games on Saturday, but thankfully Cancelo is not suspended for game week 16. He'll serve a suspension in the cup in midweek, so that's good because it saves us a transfer and we can use it elsewhere. Also blanks for Martinelli and Nico Williams, who also came off the bench. Overall, the squad is not performing brilliantly. Going to just get through game week 16 and then looking forward to building a shiny new squad for game week 17. Shoutouts from game week 15. Welcome to the 59th Minute Club. Keane Lewis Potter from Brentford. Lewis Potter becomes the fourth Brentford player to get a shout out this season, which tells me Thomas Frank must be a listener of the podcast. So thank you, Thomas, and give us another one in game week 16 to make it five. A couple of notable mentions: Calvert-Lewin, who I know a lot of people punted on for the two good fixtures, picked up an injury, just about made it to 60 minutes along with his teammate Onana. And also, it wasn't a good week for the cheap strikers, Callum Wilson and Scamacca, off after 45 minutes. We knew Wilson had an illness. I think that was the reason why he came off at half time. So he should be fine if you own him for the next game week. A watch list update now ahead of the final game week before the World Cup break. So quite a few players removed and even more players added, because a lot of 1 week punts are on offer now this week. So players removed, first of all, Dalot from Manchester United. He was the only player who was on four yellows who picked up a booking in game week 15, so he is now suspended for game week 16. The likes of Jesus and Harry Kane all survived. Cresswell is gone from the watch list as well. I think he's a good FPL pick, but as a 1 week punt against Leicester, I don't love it. Fancy Leicester to score in that one. Almiron and Callum Wilson, two brilliant FPL picks, but won't be coming into my team because I've already got triple Newcastle. I won't be taking a hit in the final game week, so that is the only reason they're gone from the watch list. Brilliant picks if you can get there, and I'm looking forward to getting Almiron in game week 17 with the unlimited transfers. Maybe even Wilson as well, but who knows? That's a long way away yet. And the final player removed is Calvert-Lewin because of that injury. I'm not going to take any risks with my final transfer on him. Now, more interestingly, players added. There was a lot of questions this week about 1 week punts. So there's players this week that you wouldn't necessarily buy that you can buy this week for a 1 week fling. I'm most likely going to be looking for a new defender because I don't want to play triple Newcastle defence against Chelsea. My midfield is fine with the two Arsenal guys, Salah and Trossard. And up front's not too bad either. I've got Haaland. I've got Mitrovic, hopefully he's back for the Manchester United game. And then Tony plays Manchester City, which is not ideal. So it's probably a question of, do I make a defensive transfer or do I sell Tony for someone who has a better fixture? So I'll keep an eye on, you know, any news during the week to see if that influences my decisions. But I've added three defenders here to the watch list with that in mind. I might sell Botman or I might sell Doherty to get a new defender in alongside Cancelo and Trippier. So the candidates are Robertson at Liverpool. I can't quite afford Trent from Doherty. Obviously, I would go Trent as my Liverpool pick if I could, but I can't afford Robertson, so I don't mind that as a 1 week punt against Southampton. I could get a second Manchester City defender because I've sold Foden, so I've got a spot now for a third one. So someone like a Kanji, who seems to be the safest in terms of minutes for Manchester City, if I want to go after a double Manchester City clean sheet, I could go there. So a Kanji has been added, but I'm also interested in the other Manchester City defenders as well. Just trying to predict Pep is always tricky. I think the most exciting option for a 1 week punt is now Perisic at Tottenham, played in attack basically alongside Harry Kane in the absence of Son. Kulusevski was on the bench. Perisic hit the woodwork twice in that game. So good fixture for Tottenham against Leeds as well in game week 16. So I think Perisic is a very exciting punt if he plays in attack again. And even if he doesn't, even if he plays wing back, we know he's capable from that position as well. But certainly as a possible out of position attacker with a very good fixture, I think a 1 week punt, I might even go from Doherty to Perisic, you know, one Spurs guy to another for my final transfer before the break. Midfielders added. Mitoma from Brighton's been very impressive in the last two game weeks. He's got attacking returns in both and he's passed the eye test as well, and he's very, very cheap. Wilfred Zaha, he is the biggest FPL troll out there. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has him when he gets 0 points and never has him when he does well. So that was difficult watching him get a goal and an assist for Crystal Palace at the weekend. Even though he's been trolling me most of the season, I'm not against going back there, but like I said, my midfield four, I'm pretty happy with that, the way things are for game week 16. If you don't own Zaha and you're looking for a new midfielder this week, he's got an okay fixture also and absolutely fine. In any given game week, in one game, Wilfred Zaha is always capable of scoring big. Elsewhere, Harvey Barnes has been performing very well recently. I do still prefer James Maddison. I think if I was buying a midfielder this week, it probably would be Maddison. But again, probably not going to be buying a midfielder. Barnes is a good option if you want to one-week punt. Paqueta at West Ham is another option. Decent fixture. You've also got Benrahma, who was on the score sheet, and Jared Bowen's still there as well. But Paqueta, every time I see him, very, very impressive. And he did get the assist for that one. Final player added is Alvarez from Manchester City, the only forward I've added. Again, I don't think I'll be making a forward transfer, but Alvarez is an option because I sold Foden. But again, with Haaland already, do I think Haaland and Alvarez will start? I think the chances of that are quite small. We have seen Pep do it in the past, but again, I really don't want to be online, you know, this week, 15 minutes before deadline, waiting to see if Alvarez starts and risk not being able to make a transfer if the website crashes again. So I'm probably going to avoid Alvarez for that reason and just probably make a defensive transfer on Friday night just to shore up my defence so that I don't have to play Botman and Trippier and Pope against Chelsea. I like the idea of getting someone like a Perisic or a Robertson as a one-week punt. So those are my early Sunday night thoughts. I'll update that on Friday in Friday's episode.
Hi, I'm Adam Crafton, and I'm the host of The Athletic's new documentary series, Away From Home. We've been following Ukrainian football team Shakhtar Donetsk through the Champions League group stage. They've had to play their home games in Poland following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The first bomb, I'll never forget.
In this series, we're going to take you inside Shakhtar. Travelling with them across Europe as they set out on their Champions League odyssey.
It's not only about football now, it's about the show that we are fighting.
I'll be speaking to those in Ukraine itself, and hearing stories about how the war has affected them.
My wife's father, he died.
They killed him here.
Subscribe now to Away From Home to follow the whole story.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is supported by FX's Welcome to Wrexham. Celebrity owners Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' small-town Welsh football club has finally been promoted into League Two after 15 seasons in the National League. Dedicated staff and supporters celebrate the city's return to glory while bracing for the newfound challenges that come with being in a higher league. Will Wrexham AFC stand up to the challenge and rise again into League One? FX's Welcome to Wrexham premieres May 2nd on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Moving on to the question section now. I'll get through these 10 pretty sharpish. The first one is from Mark. Is it worth risking waiting for Manchester City team news next week, or with the site crashing, is it better to just plump for a move and stick to it? Yeah, so I'm very much in the boat now that I don't want to go through the same experience next weekend that I did on Saturday. It was stressful. It was just a total pain. Nobody knew who they were transferring in. Did it save? Did it not? Who's my captain? It was just a bit of a mess. So until they improve things with servers or in the future move the deadline, I don't really want to do that anymore. So I think I'm just going to make a move Friday night. It's easy for me because I'm not really looking to bring in a Manchester City attacker. I might want a defender, but I could just go for Robertson or Perisic instead just to take the stress out of it. So I'm not going to do it. I don't think I'm going to wait for early team news this week just to take that risk away. You know, it's the last game week before the break. I want to make sure my transfer goes through. And again, I just don't want to be stressing on Saturday morning. So I think I will just go Friday night. Or if you are waiting until Saturday, you know, it was about 15 to 20 minutes before the deadline that it crashed last week. So if you're making a transfer on a Saturday close to deadline, you probably want to do it now an hour beforehand or 45 minutes beforehand. You probably don't want to leave it any later because we've got the evidence now. It can crash 20 to 25 minutes before the deadline. So it's not worth the risk. So I think we do just get our moves locked in and whatever will be, will be. Question from FPL Yogi. who are the best one-week punts in defence, midfield and forward positions, respectively. Yeah, so I mentioned a few on the watchlist section. Best one-week punts in defence, I think Perisic at home to Leeds, Trent and Robertson are at home to Southampton, and then into midfield, you've got Zaha's got Nottingham Forest, that's great. Madison, I mentioned, is at West Ham. Up front, if you don't own them already, Jesus against Wolves, great one-week punt. And Darwin, I still like Darwin with a good fixture against Southampton as well. There's plenty of punts out there. You could go completely outside the box this week. Even players like Matoma, you know, I think are absolutely fine also. Question from another Saint. Mitrovic and Wilson have difficult upcoming fixtures. I feel like I might use my free transfers to get rid of them. Who are the best current forward options? So having a quick look through the forward section of the FPL website, there's not a huge amount of brilliant cheap strikers around at the moment. And on Wilson, yes, on paper, the Chelsea fixture doesn't look great, but Newcastle are superb. So I would not sell Wilson if I had him. Yes, it was frustrating that he only got 45 minutes. He's got a week now to recover from whatever illness he's suffering from, and it would not surprise me to see him score against Chelsea. So if I had Wilson, I would keep him, and I would use the transfer elsewhere in your squad. Mitrovic, we don't know the status. You know, he missed out with that injury again. Maybe he'll be protected again, and we might not get any minutes out of him, or we might get reduced minutes. So I think selling Mitrovic is fine. Probably best just to wait for some information from Marco Silva on Friday, first of all, and then make your decision. If you are selling Mitrovic, again, if you've got cash or if you're making two transfers, maybe you have two frees, if you can get the Kane, great. Gabriel Jesus against Wolves, I think is fantastic. I know Jesus hasn't scored for quite a while, but he's been bloody close to scoring in the last couple of game weeks. I don't know how he has, and he's always got the assist potential as well. So I was planning to go Tony to Jesus before the Manchester City team news broke. So I was quite happy that Jesus blanked them, but I'm not against going Tony to Jesus this week if I need to, or if I decide to not make a defensive transfer. So the best strikers, Kane, Jesus. I still like Darwin, and even Solanke. If you're selling Mitrovic, or if it looks like Mitrovic is not going to play, Solanke is absolutely fine for 1 week as well. I'm going to mention Tony. Tony's got Manchester City, so it's not ideal. So some people might want to sell Tony as well. So yeah, strikers, not great at the moment. Hopefully, when it comes to unlimited transfers, that we'll be able to look at quite a few of those again. Question from Jens. What about a one-week punt on a goalkeeper? I need a new one. Again, if cash is not a barrier, I think when it's only for one game week, you probably can go for a premium goalkeeper. Ederson, if you don't already have triple Manchester City. Ederson's a great pick with a great fixture. Alisson, good fixture for Liverpool this week. I know they don't keep many clean sheets, but fine as a one-week punt. You hope you get one. And elsewhere, maybe if you can't afford those two, Ramsdale. If you don't have triple Arsenal, Ramsdale against Wolves is probably the next best pick. Ramsdale might be the best pick anyway, the way Arsenal are churning out the clean sheet. So yeah, Ederson, Alisson or Ramsdale is the way I would go for a one-week goalkeeper punt. Question from Aaron Camacho. Is it too soon to bring in Kulusevski? I don't think it is. I didn't mention Kulusevski earlier in the one-week punts, but I probably should have. He came off the bench, got the assist for Harry Kane, and it's the fixture. I think Leeds is a really good fixture for attackers because they kind of play gung-ho football. We've seen them come out, you know, playing in a 4-3 game in the most recent game week, so Tottenham Leeds could have plenty of goals in it, and that could be good news for Kulusevski. I would expect him to come in and start now that he came off the bench in this one. So yeah, Kulusevski is another good one-week punt, so I don't think it's too early for him. Question from Benno. If Kevin De Bruyne is your only premium, is a -4 for Salah or Haaland a must? I wouldn't say it's a must. I mean, if you're pretty happy that your team is strong enough with just Kevin De Bruyne as your premium, then you just trust your troops. But if you can get to Salah or Haaland, even for a -4, now I wouldn't recommend, there's very few -4s I would recommend when there's only one game week to go, but when it's a player like Haaland, when it's a player like Salah, I think it's absolutely fine, especially if captaincy comes into the consideration. Let's say you're taking a -4 to get Haaland and you're definitely going to captain him, then I wouldn't worry about the -4 whatsoever. I would get him in for the Brentford game and give him the armband. So yeah, -4 for Salah or Haaland is absolutely fine. Any other players, I would be thinking a lot more about it. I'm not too keen on hits when there's only one game week to go. Question from Nick. Is Zinchenko now the best route into the Arsenal defence? I don't think so. I still like the security of starts with the likes of Saliba, Gabriel and Ben White. You know, no injury issues with those three guys, whereas Zinchenko's kind of been in and out a few times this season. There's always those slight concerns with him. So when it's for just one game week, I would probably just get a centre back. Gabriel's just scored. Saliba's got goals in him, so probably would just go for one of those two. Ben White's not as, you know, he's not as likely to get goals as the centre backs. We have seen him get forward in more recent games, having a few pops of goal, you know, getting a few assists as well. But I always just feel like if it's one game week, you probably go for a centre back and you try and spike a goal from a set piece like Gabriel got in the last game week. So yeah, Saliba or Gabriel for me for a 1 week punt on the Arsenal defence. If you can't afford them, Ben White is absolutely fine as well. But I just have slight concerns about Zinchenko. Tierney's always an option. You know, we don't really know the full status of Zinchenko's fitness. There's a good chance he might not be 100% given that he's missed out. And I think he came off early in the game, so maybe that's a sign that he's not there just yet. Question from FPL Antis. How are we feeling about a Mitoma punt in game week 16? Yeah, mentioned him already. Absolutely fine. Mitoma at Brighton, he's only 4.9 million and he's got Aston Villa next. Aston Villa, very impressive, beating Manchester United 3-1. But whenever I see Aston Villa on a fixture ticker, it doesn't bother me. You know, I'd be confident that Brighton can get some goals against them in game week 16. So if cash is an issue or you just want a fun pick, Mitoma has looked really good in recent game weeks. Question from FPL Shoreham. Every week I've been planning, making sensible transfers and like the look of my team, yet I haven't been making any progress. What advice do you have for those of us in this position? There's a lot of us in this position. I'm in this position. It's been a very frustrating first chunk of the season. I've been counting down the days to the World Cup break so I can just forget about FPL for a few weeks and come back fresh. The advice is, if you have been planning and if you have been making sensible transfers, you don't change that. And it comes with, you know, with captaincy as well. Keep making sensible transfers. Don't overthink it in game week 16. You know, make a solid transfer. Don't overthink the captaincy. You know, Haaland plays Brentford. I don't think we should look too far away from that one. And then just use the break to kind of reassess things. You know, I wouldn't deep dive too much into your season, but maybe there is some things that you can take away from the first chunk. You know, what you did well, what you didn't do well, what you might want to change going into the second half of the season. But don't give up hope yet. I think it was Andy, Let's Talk FPL. He's been having a difficult season like myself, but he had a really good game week this week. And I think his rank went from something like 1.2 million to 600,000. That's one game week, halved his rank in one game week. So that shows you how quickly things can change. Don't worry, there's a long way to go. I've been saying it for a few weeks now. You know, I keep saying it to myself as well. There's a long way to go here. And again, always comes back to your rank right now, your mini league position right now in early November. It doesn't matter. Yes, it feels bad if your rivals are ahead of you or if you feel like you're miles away from your targets in terms of top 50k, top 100k, whatever it is. There's a long way to go. And game week 38 is all that matters. A related question from Johan. How do you keep yourself motivated after a really bad game week? I'll be honest, I've been really struggling for FPL motivation these last couple of game weeks. Like I say, I just kind of been counting down the days until game week 16. And it feels great to be able to have a reset. I would be feeling much differently right now if I had the team I have now and I knew I had to stick with that team in game week 17. But the beauty of this season, we get that extra wild card. The players that have been letting you down the last few weeks, you can just boot them all out for Boxing Day and you can come back with a plan for the second half of the season. And you know, you can go different routes. If your season hasn't been going as well as it has been, like my own, we can get a bit more experimental. You know, I think in FPL as well, if you've been playing for a long time, you kind of learn that you can't have a good season every season. Some people do, but it's a very small minority of people. And you've kind of just take it on the chin that some campaigns will be more difficult than others. And you've just got to kind of, you know, look forward to the next one as well. You know, salvage as much as you can from this one, but maybe just use it as, you know, you can be a bit experimental. You can kind of hone your game a little bit with one eye on next season. So in terms of motivation, for me, if I have a bad game week in particular, it's always just tunnel vision on the next game week or the next few game weeks. This week, for example, obviously we've only got one game week to plan for, but already I've kind of got one eye on you know, game week, let's say game week 17 to 21, that kind of four game week spell, having a quick look at the fixtures, kind of getting some early thoughts together of what my new team might look like. So, you know, when you start looking forward, you very quickly forget about, you know, what happens in the past. And I can't remember what podcast I was listening to last week or a week before. And it kind of just drills home what, you know, Fantasy Premier League is like and how difficult it is. And, you know, we can, I think the analogy they used was, if you're doing exams, if you study for it, if you, you know, do your homework, you're going to perform better in the exam. If you go to the gym, if you lift weights often, you know, your muscles are going to improve, you're going to get stronger. But when it comes to FPL, the amount of time you put into it, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get green arrows out of it. We can put hours and hours into this game. We can make the best possible decisions before the game week in terms of players, looking at their stats, looking at the fixtures. They can very easily just score 2 points in the game week, and the player that you didn't even consider gets a 15-pointer. So always remember that. No matter how much time you put into this game, it doesn't mean you're going to get results out of it. Football is a random game. Fantasy Premier League is a really, really tricky game to play. But you just got to try and make those, you know, good decisions before each game week. Make them consistently with your transfers. Make good transfers on paper. Pick good captaincy picks on paper. Target good fixtures. And over a longer period of time, things will even themselves out and you'll start doing better. And that doesn't necessarily mean you'll start doing better this season. 38 game weeks is a very short span of time. I've been playing FPL basically forever. You get spells, like anything, of ups and downs. I'm on a down at the moment, but that won't last. Things will improve. Hopefully the second half of this season, I'll be on an upward trajectory. It doesn't really matter to me how high I get in the rankings. But then I just, you know, it's the beauty of FPL as well, is you don't carry your rank into next season. We all start from zero. We all start at rank number one in the world, and we go again. So always try and think bigger picture, longer term. You can be extremely unlucky for a whole season, or at least for half a season. I think a lot of people who are struggling right now probably have been very unlucky, so always remember that. And your luck will turn. But again, don't start overthinking things. Keep making good decisions, and things will change. And hopefully that will be in the second half of the season. But if not, just be confident that you could come back. You'll take some learnings from this season, and then you can absolutely smash the following campaign and have your best ever season. Always think longer term.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Game week 16, captaincy and transfers. Now, captaincy, first of all, Haaland plays Brentford at home. I think that is the prime captaincy candidate for this game week. He came off the bench, so surely he will start this one. If you own Kevin De Bruyne, I think he's a pretty good captaincy candidate. Also, elsewhere, some of the bigger teams do have good fixtures. Liverpool are at home to Southampton. If you fancy Salah to do something similar that he did against Tottenham, I wouldn't stop anyone from captaining him. And Harry Kane also, Mr. Consistent, Mr. Reliable, plays at home to Leeds. And also Arsenal are away to Wolves. So if you've got the likes of Saka, Jesus, Martinelli, maybe even Odegaard, these guys are okay for captaincy as well. But for me, it'll be Manchester City, and it'll most likely be Erling Haaland at home to Brentford. In terms of transfers, like I said earlier, don't fancy triple Newcastle defence against Chelsea. So Doherty or Botman out for one of those that I mentioned earlier. Perisic currently winning the race, just for an exciting one-week punt. Robertson's an option. Manchester City defender is also an option, but it's a bit more boring than someone like Perisic. And then the move I probably should make, which has been hurting me every single game week since I wildcarded, is just get an Arsenal defender for the Wolves game. So that is an option as well. So it's probably between Perisic and an Arsenal defender, probably one of the centre-backs. I could sell Tony because he's playing Man City. I don't think I'll do that. Mitrovic also has a flag, so I need to monitor that as well. So let's see. I'll come back to my transfers on Friday's episode. Have a great week, folks, and I'll talk to you again on Friday's pod. If you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support me as a full-time FPL content creator, visit patreon.com/FPL general, where you'll get extra podcasts, live streams, and a team reveal before each deadline, although there was no team reveal on Saturday because I didn't know what my team looked like. I'm also going to be doing World Cup fantasy content for patrons during the break, so if you fancy that, check it out as well. Have a good week, folks, and I'll talk to you all very soon.
The Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.